Hey, cuties. It has been 2 weeks since I stuck anything up online, and I'm feeling the itch. Circumstances are not conducive for recording anything without a lot of noises or uncomfortable situations. Anyway, I thought I'd do a questionnaire. I haven't done one before. If I ever hit 300, that is my next, maybe do some, AMA stuff. Could you hear that? Yep, you can hear my eyeball squish. I have contacts now, and, trying them out, and I'm just picking at my eyes so much, which is disgusting. Well done. Yep, you needed to know that today. So, first questionnaire. Username ball or truths, bake a dozen questionnaire. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how has your week been so far? it's only Tuesday. Oh, I cracked this joke earlier, but let's see if I can do the stereotypical Americans thinking that all British people sound the same. It's Tuesday, innit? There we go. But today was awful. It's only 6 p.m. right now. But it's looking up. Hopefully the rest of this week has a lot nicer things in store for me. So I would give it a 4 out of 10, maybe. Right, question two. What is your usual alarm clock sound? If it's a song, what song? Well, I can play it for you because it's on my phone. It is... an Icelandic word, so I can't pronounce it. I used to present a radio show, and I used to very specifically look for things on the internet. This is my phone now beeping a billion times. Great. I used to look for things on the internet that, like, people will never have heard before, and this is one of those songs I randomly found back in 2000 and something, and I could look up the person who wrote it and recorded it and be very good and credited, and I will try and do that. But right now, I'm just fumbling for my goddamn alarm sound. Let's look if I can. I have two. I have one to remind me to take my pill, and then another that says, no, seriously, pill, and they both play the same song. The first one from the beginning, the second alarm from further in. So yeah, that wakes me up. All right. Question number three. What is your favorite snack? That depends. That depends on the time of the month. Cheesy poofs. Any kind of cheese things are good, obviously. But if I need it, and the only time I really want chocolate is when I'm menstrual mental, and sort of just need, and then I regret it because I don't like eating chocolate all the time anyway. I like some sweet things, but I much prefer savory. So if I've got a craving for it, I will then overindulge and then feel sick afterwards. So yeah, any kind of milk chocolate. I don't like your terrible dark chocolate, and I don't like American chocolate. You guys do horrible things to chocolate. Question number four, what is your favourite non-alcoholic drink? I really like root beer, but we don't get it much in the UK. And the ones we import, again, sorry, I'm shitting on America a lot. You guys have a preservative you put in your sodas and drinks that I can't actually tolerate. makes me very ill. So sometimes I get a root beer, and then I have to, like, drink half of it and make sure I'm not going to die. But other than that, I guess orange-flavoured stuff. Orange squash or pop or whatever, juice. I remember having a debate on Discord because I called it juice or squash, and no one had the fucking clue what I was talking about, because we dilute squash is how we would say it up here. But it's not actual squash, it's just like a cordial. That's a better descriptor. Anyway. Question five. What are some audio tags that will make it more likely for you to hit play on a recording? That's just asking me what my kicks are by a very subtle method. Restraints. What do I want to reveal here? moans. Ugh, any kind of moans. Boy moans, girl moans. All good. BDSM, gags. I don't know. I'm not that picky. Honestly, I listen to so much. If you check my comments, I'm like on GWA all the time commenting, and I comment on literally practically everything I listen to. So yeah, just go stalk my profile and see what I like listening to, because it's nearly everything. Question six, is there an audio topic that you wish had more attention? There's a few I wish had less attention, more attention. Honestly, I can't think of anything. Question seven, if your friend was going on a low-tech vacation, what three books would you recommend they take? I'm skipping this one as well. I'm so out of reading books these days. Never have time for it. Question eight, what is your comfort food? Can be a meal, snack, a treat, whatever puts you in a happy place when you eat it. It used to be custard. I remember a long time ago being in college and chatting with people on my course about what counts as comfort food. And someone suggested just a nice warm bowl of custard. And you can obviously add things to that. Or you could have, you know, custard and cake, or chop up some fruit and various things. So I remember trying it that night and thinking, yep, this actually really works. So it reminds me of, you know, growing up, being around my one of my grandma's place, that kind of thing. It's very nice. I don't think Americans know what custard is. I think I had to describe what it was to somebody. Yeah, look it up. Wiki exists. And question nine, what is your superpower? What superpower do you wish you had? That's two questions. My superpower is I attract a lot of people who then think I am really cool. And I don't know how I fool them into believing such a lie. I guess I have some kind of real weird charisma stat. And then they all make friends with each other and leave me behind. I'm only half kidding. What superpower do you wish you had? I think the only good answer to this question ever is I wish I had the power to turn off other people's superpowers. I just like being a small spot. What can I say? Question 10. What is your favourite pet name, honorific, or nickname to be called? I might as well just admit it. I like being called Goddess. This started a while ago, and I did not suggest my own nickname. This was... I don't even remember where it started, but this predates me coming on Reddit. I don't remember where, but I think it's probably from Twitter. And some wonderful people who self-refer as my simps started calling me Goddess. And then the more I protest it, the more they call me it. So I guess I just have to embrace it now. So that's pretty ego-boosting, yeah. Question 11. What fictional character would you sleep with if you had the opportunity? What makes them the object of your affections? I could give you a top 10 list of this. The last one I remember mentioning, let's see, Leon S. Kennedy from Resident Evil 2. Any iteration of him, basically. Can be from the old GameCube Resi 4, can be from the PlayStation Resi 2, can be from the remake Resi, although he's not as pretty, I think, as he is in Resi 4. And in Resi 4, he has the ability to do suplexes, so that's always fun. All the not-so-great CGI movies that they made with him in as well. What makes him? Have you seen his hair? It's amazing. He's a dumb himbo with great hair. That's what makes him the object of my affections. Question 12. What was the best gift you've ever received? Oh man. I don't want to be incredibly self-pitying here, but I don't generally get a lot of gifts. I'm older now anyway, so, you know, birthdays don't mean as much. But I grew up dirt poor. I've never had a huge friend group, and even then, like, never had like people with a lot of money who could just, you know, spend on their friends and such. So I've always sort of just not had the best birthdays or gifts, Christmassy things. I got one present last year for Christmas. One present to open on Christmas Day. Okay, I got presents later in the holidays. I guess the best gift would be when people have, like, made an effort and thrown a nice little party for me, baked a cake. I've had it, like, one or two surprise cakes. Those are always fun. Ooh, that was my chair. You know, when people have demonstrably thought about you, that's always the best. And question 13, what song gets annoyingly stuck in your head? No word of a lie, but for nearly the entire 3 years of my university degree, I had the Bond theme stuck in my head. Just constantly. If ever I was walking around campus, you could bet I was sort of in my own head humming the Bond theme. It became a bit of a running joke, and we devised ways to get it out of my head, which was just basically replace it with an EOM for something else. If ever you get an EOM stuck in your head and you know the song Walk by Pantera, just humming the first few little bars of that does help, actually. These days, not so much. Just whatever I was listening to last. Not as much as most people. I don't listen to music every day. I kind of have to make an active choice to stick something in the background for when I'm doing something else, which when you're an audio editor or, you know, work with audio as much as we do, I guess, on here, you don't have the option to listen to music at the same time. So, yeah, that is the Baker's Dozen. Thank you, Ball of Truth, for putting them up. I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye.